Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am thankful, I am grateful, and I am blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God, and it is a great word. You know, as we go through this day and through the rest of this year, we need to take into account that we must not only be hearers of the Word of God, we must be doers. And I'm speaking just because this is what God put on my heart, that so many times we go to church, we hear the Word, walk out the door, it's gone. We forget everything we heard, didn't take a note. And all we can say is, what pastor showed you preach today? What did pastor preach on? I don't know, but it was good. So it went in and out. And God is wanting his word to not go in and out, but to permeate, change our lives. And this word this morning seems kind of harsh. It's like, wow. You know, God is harsh, but he's not. He's a father that disciplines his children. Some children can accept it. Some children cannot. But when you read it, it makes you think, this is my story. This is my disobedience. This is why I'm in the situation that I may be in, because I was stiff-necked and hard-headed. We have to really be careful who we are and what we believe and who we listen to. But the Word of God is the Word of God. So let us pray and let us go to work. Father God in heaven, I thank you for this word this morning. Lord God, I ask you that it permeates my mind, my heart, and my spirit. That it not fall on ground where the birds can eat it, but that it falls on good ground and that it feed the sun. Lord God, I lift up today all the sick and the shut-in. I lift up children who are all coming down with this RSV and COVID and flu, and I heal. Lord, I'm praying blessings over our children today, asking for your healing power. And then I'm asking you to watch over their parents, that they may not become ill, especially if there's other children in the household. Lord God, we understand that enemy is not after being a warrior. He's after our children. And so, Father God, I'm praying a hedge of protection around our children today. I'm praying a hedge of protection around prayer warriors today, who are on their knees in their closet style, lifting up other stuff, on their beds, lifting up other stuff. I'm asking you to pour back into prayer words all that they pour out. And Father God, as our pastors go forth today, I'm asking you, Lord God, to give a rhema word that will touch hearts, minds, and spirit. And I'm asking you to give them souls that fear, a heart to listen, your heart to understand, your heart to not forget what was preached. And Father God, as we move forward, I ask you to heal my voice. Heal my voice this morning so you know I have a song to sing. And Lord, I thank you for my godmother. I thank you for my mother. I thank you for the many you have placed in my life, God. Women to guide, to lead, and to nurture. I thank you, Lord, for the sisters, my sister, and all the God sisters you placed in my life. Women that I have led and women that have led me, I am thankful. And Lord, I thank you for my father and my godfather and all the men that have poured in my life. I thank you for my father, Henry Anderson, who raised me to be a woman of God and to not together, but to expect the best. And then you gave me the best that I could ever have in a husband. And Lord, I thank you for giving me Jesus. It's the best thing that ever happened. I lift my hand this morning, Lord God, honoring you, giving you glory, giving you hallelujah, praise. And you are my God. And I know in your word you said you will never leave me up again. And this I know is true. Thank you, God, for watching over your humble faith. And Lord God, I ask that you, that the words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength, and you are my redeemer. I give myself away with you, my Lord God, for you to use me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Whew. I pray this morning also for our nation. As I am here with you this morning, you know, I have news feeds that go over my devices, and already reviewing Chisholm in our Congress, where you have a house divided against itself, where you have foolishness coming in to take control. We gotta pray for God to pull up good men who will stand up and say no more. We're tired of foolishness, of this group versus that group, red versus blue, instead of all being a part of our nature. As we read this word today, we need to understand that just like God allowed America to be created, God can also allow America to be destroyed. All I can say is, where's the Roman Empire? Where's the kingdom of Mesopotamia? Where's the great Britain? Understand, as God creates, God can take away. And we better stop all the foolishness of I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. What are you going to do for the people who put you in office? Do your job. It's just to the point of ridiculous in our nation. And all of these people coming in for revenge and investigating this and that, they need to do their job. And we need to pray. People of God, pray for your nation. Many that listen are not from America. And I say to you, pray for your nation. Pray for this crazy, stupid, egotistical war in Ukraine to end. People have died. Children have died. Old people have died because one man decided he wanted to take over somebody else's stuff. What does the word of God tell us? That we better take heed to. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal. There are things that we all must understand. God does not play. This is He created. He can destroy. Let's go in the Word and see what I'm talking about. The prophet Isaiah didn't miss words. And he didn't cry over the things that was going on because he said, I'm in exile. Everything he told Jeremiah has already come to pass. Now he's telling me some things, and we got to look at some stuff and take a look at ourselves. And this is what he said. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, on the 12th day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt, speaking, say, thus says the Lord God. Behold, I am against you, O Pharaoh, king of Egypt, O great monster who lies in the midst of its rivers, who has said, my river is my own. I have made it for myself, but I will put a hook in your jaws and cause the fish of your rivers to stick to your scales. I will bring you up out of the midst of your rivers, and all the fish in your rivers will, I will leave you in the wilderness, you and all the fish of your rivers. You shall fall on the open field. You shall not be picked up or gathered. I have given you as food to the beasts of the field and to the birds of the heavens. Then all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Lord, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of you with the hand, you broke and tore all their shoulders. When they leaned on you, you broke and made all their backs quiver. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely I will bring a sword upon you and cut off from you man and beast, and the land of Egypt shall become desolate and waste. Then they will know that I am the Lord, because he said, the river is mine, and I have made it indeed. Therefore, I am against you and against your rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate from Migdol to Sharon, as far as the border of Ethiopia. Neither a man shall pass through it, nor a foot of beast pass through it, and it shall be uninhabited 40 years. Is Egypt the great nation that it was? 2,000 some odd years, 3,000 years later from this word. Almost 3,000 years later from this word, is Egypt what it used to be back in the time of the Israelites and Moses? It is not. What God says he will do, he will do it. And he says, I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate and among the cities that are laid waste. Her cities shall be desolate 40 years, and I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them throughout the countries. Yet, thus says the Lord God, at the end of 40 years, I will gather the Egyptians from the people among whom they were scattered. I will bring back the captives of Egypt and cause them to return to the land of Patros, to the land of their origin, and there they shall be a lowly kingdom. It shall be the lowest of kingdoms. It shall never again exalt itself above the nations, for I will diminish them so that they will not rule over the nations anymore. No longer shall it be the confidence of the house of Israel, but will remind them of their iniquity when they turn to follow them, then they shall know that I am the Lord God. And everything that is right here came to fruition. And it came to pass in the 27th year, in the first month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to labor strenuously against her. Every hair was made bald, and every shoulder rubbed raw. Yet neither he nor his army received wages from there, for the labor which they expended on it. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He shall take away her wealth, carry off her spoil, and remove her pillage. And that will be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor because they worked for me, says the Lord God. In that day I will cause the horn of the house of Israel to spring forth, and I will open your mouth to speak in their midst. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Woo! And a life lesson from Ezekiel chapter 29 from Dr. Charles Stanley. For those just joining this ministry and understanding, this is Bible study. We read the Word of God. And my assignment is to read the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation in 1 year. And so far we are on course to finish December 31st, God's will. And the Bible that I'm coming out of is the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. I am coming out of the New King James Version. And so when you hear me say life lessons, life questions, what the Bible says, they are from Dr. Stanley, the commentary. So let's get into this life lesson from Ezekiel chapter 29. Verse 15, I will diminish them so that they will not rule over the nations anymore. And it says, who but God could have declared that Egypt, the ancient ruler of nations, would fall so completely from the heights and never again become a world superpower? No one at the time could have except God. And that is exactly what happened. God can rise you up, but God can also tear you down. Don't take your blessing for granted. Don't take God for granted. The Egyptians had all kind of gods. But the one true God is the one that brought them low. And understand, he is the one God that has brought us as a nation high. But just as Egypt fell, so can we if we don't stop the foolishness. And the word of God in chapter 30 says, word of the Lord came to me again, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, thus says the Lord God, well, woe to the day, for the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. It will be a day of clouds, the time of the Gentiles. The sword shall come upon Egypt, and great anguish shall be in Ethiopia when the slain fall in Egypt, and they take away our wealth. And her foundations are broken down. Ethiopia, Lydia, and all the mingled people. Cub, and the men of the land who are allied shall fall with them by the sword. Thus says the Lord. Those who uphold Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall come down from Midgard to Zion. Those within her shall fall by the sword, says the Lord God. They shall be desolate in the midst of the desolate country. Cities shall be in the midst of the cities that are laid waste. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I have set a fire in Egypt, and all her helpers are destroyed. On the day messengers shall go forth from me in ships, to make the careless Ethiopians afraid, and great anguish shall come upon them as on the day of Egypt. Indeed, it is coming. Thus says the Lord God, I will also make a multitude of Egypt to see. Excuse me. By the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, he and his people with him, the most terrible of the nations, shall be brought to destroy the land. They shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. I will make the rivers dry and sell the land into the hand of the wicked. I will make the land waste and all that is in it by the hand of aliens. I, the Lord, have spoken. Also destroy the idols and cause the images to cease from note. There shall no longer be princes among the land of Egypt. I will put fear in the land of Egypt. I will make Pathros desolate, set fire to Zion, and execute judgment in No. I will pour my fury on Sin, the strength of Egypt. I will cut off the multitude of No, and set fire in Egypt. Sin shall have great pain. No shall be split open, and No shall be in distress daily. The young men of Aven and Bai, the dead, shall fall by the sword, and these cities shall go into captivity at Tahpenes. The day shall also be darkened, but I break the yokes of Egypt there, and her arrogant strength shall cease in her. As for her, a cloud shall cover her. Her daughters shall go into captivity. Thus I will execute judgment on Egypt. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month, on the 7th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and see, it has not been bandaged, but healing, nor a splint put on to bind it, to make it strong enough to hold the sword. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and will break his arms, both the strong ones and the one that was broken, and I will make the sword fall out of his hand. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them throughout the countries. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and put my sword in his hand. But I will break Pharaoh's arm, and he will groan before him with the groaning of a mortally wounded man. Thus I will strengthen the arm of the king of Babylonia. But the arms of Pharaoh shall fall down. They shall know that I am the Lord when I put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he stretched it out against the land of Egypt. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them throughout the countries. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Everything that is in Ezekiel chapter 30 already come to pass. All you got to do is pick up a history book, and everything that's happened did happen that's written in the Word of God. This is not just a Bible. This is a his story. This is his story. This is a history book. And when you read it, everything that you see, you better understand it's either come or it's coming. And we got to get right with God. We can't be just hearers of the word. We got to be doers of the word. Because then you know it's time to get prepared. Just like you got to get your little winter survival kit in your car, you need to keep it. This survival kit, this word of God, always with you. I got two Bibles in my car because I want to make sure if I got to sit somewhere, I got the word with me. I want God's word to be my God because God's word is true, and you better believe it. Don't play with God. Playing with God will get you in all kind of trouble. Watch God work. Folks doing evil thinking they can get away with it. because they step foot in a church once a year. Because they use pastors and ministers and churches for election backdrops and think that's going to get them in. God is going to show some stuff. God is showing up, showing out right now. Folks better take heed. God will not be mocked. And he will mess up some folks. Better understand it. This is nothing to trifle with. Don't trifle with the word of God and don't trifle with God. And don't think you're better than God, that you don't need God. Because God will tear up some stuff and mess up some people too. Wondering why this is going on, that's going on. Why all of a sudden this and that is happening. Did you forget God? Did you forget to say, God, I love you. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I believe in you. Or did you just go on forgetting to give God the glory in everything? When you leave this earth, you want someone to say, I never heard a sad, awful word about anyone. Remember that. Are you a backbiter? Are you a gossiper? I don't want them to say a bad word about it. They never heard you say anything bad about anybody. And as we continue this word, please join me for those that are just joining us. We are in Bible study, and we are in Ezekiel chapter 31 through 32. And we'll be going, God willing, this morning, we'll be ending in Ezekiel chapter 34. And we are in Ezekiel chapter 31 right now. And we just finished God talking about Egypt. And we'll continue. And it says this, now it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, whom are you like in your greatness? Indeed, Assyria was a cedar in Lebanon, with fine branches that shaded the forest, and of a high stature. And its top was among the thick brush. The waters made it grow. Underground water gave it height, with the rivers running around the place where it was swimming, and sent out rivers to all the trees of the field. Therefore, its height was exalted above all the trees of the field. Its boughs were multiplied, and its branches became long because of the abundance of water. As it spit them out, all the birds of the heavens made their nests in its mouth. Under the branches, all the beasts of the field brought forth their young. And in its shadow, all great nations lay down. Thus it was beautiful in greatness, and in the length of its branches, because its roots reached to abundant waters. And cedars in the garden of God could not hide it. The fir trees were not like its boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like the branches. No tree in the garden of God was like it in beauty. I made it beautiful with a multitude of branches, so that all the trees of Eden envied it. They were in the garden of God. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have increased in height and it set its top amongst the thick boughs, and its heart was lifted up in its height. Therefore, I will deliver it into the hand of the mighty ones of the nations, and you shall surely deal with it. I have driven it out from its wickedness, and aliens, the most terrible of the nations, have cut it down and left it. Its branches have fallen on the mountains and in all of the valleys. Its boughs lie broken by all the rivers of the land, and all the people of the earth have gone from under its shadow and left it. O is ruined will return. All the birds of the heavens and all the beasts of the field will come to its branches, so that no trees by the water may ever again exhaust themselves for their height, nor set their top among the thick boughs, that no tree with drink water may ever be high enough to reach up to them. But they have all been delivered to death, to the death of the earth among the children of the men who go down to the pit. Thus says the Lord God, in the day when I went down to hell, I caused mourning, I covered the deep because of it. I restrained its rivers, and the great waters were held back. I caused Lebanon to mourn for it, and all the trees of the field wilted because of it. I made the nation shake at the sound of its fall, when I cast down to hell together with those who descended into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, the choice, the best of Lebanon, all the drink water were comforted in the depths of the earth. They also went down to hell with it, and with those slain by the sword, and those who were its strong arm dealt in its shadow among the nations. To which of the trees is Eden will you then be likened to glory and greatness? Yet you shall be brought down with the trees of Eden, with the trees of Eden, to the depths of the earth. Read that again. Yet you shall be brought down with the trees of Eden to the depths of the earth. God is giving warning, even in this word that was for Egypt and Tyre. God is giving warning to all of nations today. God created us, and God can destroy it. We better understand it and give God the reverence that he is due. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the Lord God. I ain't trying to go to the pit of hell. And I hope you're not trying to go either. We got to understand God does not want us to die again. He wants us to die with him. Let's keep it moving. Chapter 32 of Ezekiel. And it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, you are like a young lion among the nations, and you are like a monster in the sea, bursting forth in your rivers, troubling the waters with your feet, and fouling their rivers. Thus says the Lord God, I will therefore spread my net over you with a company of many people. And they will draw you up in my net. Then I will leave you on the land. I will cast you out on the open field. And cause to settle on you all the birds of the heavens. And with you I will fill the beasts of the whole earth. I will lay your flesh on the mountains, and fill the valley with your consciousness. I will also water the land with the flow of your blood. Whew, it seems so harsh. It's like, wow, God. And it says, even to the mountains and the riverbeds will be full of you when I put out your light. I will cover the heavens and make its stars dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of the heavens I will make dark over you and bring darkness upon your land, says the Lord God. And we all know what happened in Iraq, which is what Babylon is. I just understand. God is speaking to all of us today. All these great nations of that time failed because they thought they were better than God. It goes on to say, I will also trouble the hearts of many people when I bring your destruction among the nations into the countries which you have not known. Come on now. You have not known. Yet I will make many people astonished at you, and their kings shall be horribly afraid of you when I banish my sword before them, and they shall tremble every moment, every man for his own life in the days of your fall. But thus says the Lord God, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon you by the sword of the mighty warriors, all of them, the most terrible of the nations. I will cause your multitude to fall. They shall plunder the pomp of Egypt, and all its multitudes shall be destroyed. Also, I will destroy all its animals from behind, beside its great rivers. The foot of man shall muddy them no more, nor shall the hooves of animals muddy them. Then I will make their waters clear and make their rivers run like oil, says the Lord God. When I make the land of Egypt desolate and the country is destitute of all that once was it, when I strike all who dwell in it, then they shall know that I am the Lord. Here's the lamentation with which they shall lament her. The daughters of the nations shall lament her. They shall lament her for Egypt and for all her multitude, says the Lord God. It came to pass also in the 12th year on the 15th day of the month that the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, wail over the multitude of Egypt and cast them down to the depths of the earth, her and the daughters of the famous nations, with those who go down to the pit. Whom do you surpass in beauty? Go down to be placed with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of those slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword, drawing her and all her multitude. The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hail. With those who help him, they have gone down. They lie with the uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Assyria is there, and all her with their graves all around her, all of them slain, fallen by the sword. Her graves are set in the recesses of the pit, and her company is all around her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, who caused terror in the land of the living. Thus there is Elam and all her multitude, all around her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, who have gone down uncircumcised to the lower parts of the earth, who caused their terror in the land of the living. Now they hear, they bear their shame with those who go down to the pit. All I'm saying is, don't play with God. They have set her bed in the midst of the slain, with all her multitudes, with her graves all around it, and all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Terror was caused in the land of the living, yet they bear their shame with those who go down to the pit. It was put in the midst of the slain. There are Meshach and Tubal and all their multitudes, with all their graves around them, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. So they cause their terror in the land of the living. They do not lie with the mighty, who has fallen of the uncircumcised, who have gone down to hell with the weapons of war. They have laid their swords under their heads, but their unique iniquities will be on their bones because of the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Yes, you shall be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and lie with those slain by the sword. There is Edom. There is Edom, kings and all her princes who despise their might, are laid beside those slain by the sword. They shall lie with the uncircumcised and will with those who go down to the pit. There are the princes of the north, all of them, and all of the Sudanese who have gone down with the slain in shame at the terror which they caused by their might. They lie uncircumcised with those slain by the sword and bear their shame with those who go down to the pit. Who go down to the pit. Pharaoh will see them and be confident over all his multitude, Pharaoh and all his army, slain by the sword, says the Lord God. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be placed in the midst of the uncircumcised with those slain by the sword, Pharaoh, and all his multitude, says the Lord God. Wow. This is a powerful word this morning. And our title is coming out of chapter 33 today for our word this morning. And our word for this morning is they hear your words, but they do not do them. Hearers of the word, but not doers of the word. And God is wanting us to be doers of his word. And this word is powerful this morning. We need to take it into our hearts. Let us continue. Ezekiel chapter 33. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, when I bring the sword upon the land and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the trumpet but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself, but he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes away people from among them, he is taken away. And he is taken away. In his iniquities, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his ways, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Therefore, you, O son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you say, if our transgressions and our sins lie upon us, and we pine away in them, how can we then live? Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways. For why should you die, O house of Israel? God gave him warning. Therefore, you, O son of man, say to the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous man shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. For as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall because of it in the day that he turns from his wickedness. Nor shall the righteous be able to live because of his righteousness in the day that he sins. When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, but he trusts in his own righteousness and commit iniquity, none of the righteous work shall be remembered. But because of the iniquity that he has committed, he shall die. Again, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, if he turns from his sin and does what is lawful and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives back what he has stolen, and walks in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins which he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done what is lawful and right. He shall surely die. Yet the children of your people say, the way of the Lord is not fair. You want to say, but that's not fair. The guy's like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Change from your wicked way. The righteous people don't follow. And then he tells us this in our word. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, he shall die because of it. But when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is lawful and right, he shall live because of it. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, I will judge every one of you according to his own way. God does not judge me because of you. God judges me because of me and the stuff I do or don't do that he's there to do. We each get judged for our own sins. You're not going to hell for somebody else unless God said, tell them, this is what I have to say, and you don't tell them, and they die in their sin, then the blood is on you. And I came, and it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month of the 5th day of the month, that one who had escaped from Jerusalem came to me and said, the city has been captured. Now the hand of the Lord has been upon me this the evening before the man came who had escaped, and he had opened my mouth. So when he came to me in the morning, my mouth was open and I was no longer mute. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, they who inhabit those ruins in the land of Israel think Abraham was only one and he inherited the land. But we are many. The land has been given to us as a possession. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord God, you eat meat with blood. You lift up your eyes toward the idols and shed blood. Should you then possess the land? You rely on your sword. You commit abominations and you defile one another's wives. Should you then possess the land? Thus say to them. Thus says the Lord God, as I live, surely those who are in the ruins shall fall by the sword, and the one who is in the open field I will give to the beast to be devoured, and those who are in the stronghold and caves shall die of the pestilence. For I will make the land most desolate, her arrogant strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be so desolate. This word is rough. This word is rough. But God is trying to get our attention. Even today, this word is rough. But even today, God is trying to get our attention. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. We need to understand. We stand because God allows us to stand. But we can fall just as easily by the sins that we allow to be committed in the land and by the mouth of those who claim righteousness, but instead of sneaky snakes withering in the grass. And it tells us, for I will make the land most desolate. Her arrogant strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be so desolate that no one will pass through. then they shall know that I am the Lord, when I have made the land most desolate because of all the abominations which they have committed. As for you, son of man, the children of your people are talking about you beside the walls and in the doors of the houses, and they speak to no one to one another, everyone saying to his brother, please come and hear what the word is that comes from the Lord. So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. But they hear your words, but they do not do them. Wow. And when this comes to pass, surely it will come, then they will know that a prophet has been among them. Understand, there are prophet liars all through this as well. There are those that are telling the people that Ezekiel don't know what he's talking about. Just ignore him. You know, we only going to be here for a little while. All this stuff, lie upon lie upon proper lie. So you got to be careful to discern the proper liars over the prophets. So there's proper liars that will walk in and they'll tell you who they are. I am this, that, and the other. I have this, that, and the other. But until what you say, a prophet can tell you about yourself and tell you that something that only you and God know. That's when you know they are true prophets. And they can tell you something that only you and God know. Then you better be scared, because God is giving you a warning. And as we continue in our chapter 34, we have just a little bit more time left. We may not complete this chapter, but we will complete it with our Psalms and Proverbs on tomorrow. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, the shepherds. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks, fat and clothe yourselves with the wool? You slaughter the fatlings, and you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, not bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away. All right. Nor sought what was lost, but with the what was forth, including you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field. When they were scattered, my sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely, because my flock became prey, and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, nor did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hands. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds will feed themselves no more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may no longer feed on them. But thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep. So will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on the cloudy dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the countries. I will feed them in good pasture, and their foes shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall be got down in the good fold and fed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in justice. And as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I shall judge between sheep and sheep, between lambs and goats. It is too little for you to have eaten up the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pasture, and to have drunk of the clear water, that you must fold the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat what you have trampled with your feet, and they drink what you have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat and the lean sheep, because you have pushed with the side and shoulder, butted all the weak ones with your horns and scattered them abroad. Therefore, I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, my servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. Servant David prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will make a covenant of peace with them and cause wild beasts to cease from the land. And they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. I will make them and the places all around my hill of blessings, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessings when the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. They shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the yoke, the hand of their yoke, and deliver them from the hand of those who enslaved them. And they shall no longer be a prey for the nations, nor shall beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and no one shall make them afraid. I will raise up for them a garden renowned, and they shall no longer be consumed with hunger in the land, nor bear the shame of the Gentiles anymore. But they shall know that I, the Lord their God, am with them. And they, the house of Israel, are my people. Say the Lord God, you are my flock, the flock of my pasture. You are me, and I am your God, says the Lord God. And I have just read Ezekiel chapter 30 through 34. And a couple life lessons from chapter 33 and the one that I want to make sure I get before we end today is Ezekiel 33 and 32. They hear your words, but they do not do them. The New Testament tells us that King Herod feared John the Baptist and heard him gladly in Mark 6 and 20 until he killed him. Many people have their favorite creatures. The point I ever not merely hear is 1 and 22, which we talked about on Friday. So we must be hearers and of the word and doers, not just hearers, but not doers. And that's what I have for today. We will go back over a few of the life lessons, the Psalm and Proverbs on tomorrow with our New Testament word as well as with this word. So I thank all of you for coming in and joining me, keep me in prayer that I can get my voice back. I'm asking God to heal me. And I thank God for all of you. So thank you so much for joining me. I pray over you and yours. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're at it.